And the NRL Grand Final was a cracking game. Right at the end of the game, Lou, it was locked together at 8 apiece. The Raiders and the Roosters. And then this debacle happened involving head referee Ben Cummins, who we happened to talk to on Friday morning. Have a listen.
Tedesco has come off a Raider, gone down to Hodgson. They've restarted the tackle count. This is Gula, and he'll go to ground. He keeps a phase going out to Whiten. Whiten's tackled 10 metres out.
Well, now he calls six again.
What's he doing?
I called it six.
Here. I'm sure he indicated six more.
They did. They waved six again.
Here.
And then they've changed their mind.
So as you heard from Phil Gould there, who we also talked to on Friday, the head referee, Ben Cummins, waved six more tackles, a new set of six, and then changed his mind. Minutes later, the Roosters got the ball and they got a try to win the game, Lou.
Phew, controversial.
Oh, was it ever. Social media went into meltdown. A lot of people, of course, blaming head referee Ben Cummins, but I've got a little, call it a conspiracy theory if you like, but I think some blame has to be pointed squarely at my co-host here, Lou.
What?
Louisa Pellizzari.
What did I do?
After this exchange with head referee Ben Cummins on Friday.
Ben, I want to ask you about your whistle. Is it true that you use the same whistle now that you used in the first game that you ever refereed?
Yeah, I change it over every now and then, but I've still got the same whistle and I carry with me to training and use it in games.
His lucky whistle. Now, I think you planted a little seed in Ben Cummins' mind, and he got so obsessed over his whistle that he started making erroneous calls. Here to dissect that is our man, Mike Eden, rugby league legend. Mike, is Lou to blame for the NRL Grand Final result?
Oh, look, the fans of all persuasions, all sports, blame anyone they can, and generally it's the umpire or the referee.
Yes.
And in this game, which was one of the great Grand Finals, and you know, credit to both teams. They really went at it at origin pace for the whole game. I don't think you can blame the referee. Look, if...
No, I'm not. I'm blaming Lou.
if the call had stayed as six
All right.
ago, you know, the Raiders had 70 minutes of the play and still could only score one try. I don't think that... That changed the course of the game.
You're
the
a proud
Thanks,
Roosters.
Thanks, Mike. Woulda, shoulda, coulda,
You're
I
a
say.
Proud Roosters fan, though, no, Mike.
Yeah, look, it was just a great game. And,
it was.
And credit
it was.
To both teams. It was fantastic. And, you know, we're really at our referees and umpires to get it right. The initial call was wrong. They changed it immediately. The audio from the referees clearly show that Ben Cummins and the pocket referee called the change in the decision 4 to 5 times. The fellow who got the ball from the Raiders heard it and threw the ball willy-nilly. It went to Jack Whiten, who obviously didn't hear it, and went to ground. So, you know, these things happen in sport, and that's why it's so exciting.
All right, you're just happy you don't have to wear that green suit of Steve Bowen's.
Oh, I was looking forward to it.
Sure you were.
But it's Mike, Aubrey Thunder colour.
That's true, it is Aubrey Thunder colour. Speaking of which, what's happening this weekend, Mike?
This weekend, the Women's Nine tournament. Now, Aubrey Thunder were a trailblazer in this area for women's sport and started the Women's Nines tournament a number of years ago before it was fashionable and... Now got 21 visiting teams from
awesome.
Far away as Mudgee and Hay, and get down to Greenfield Park Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and watch
Massive.
Some great rugby league.
Great stuff,
Brilliant.
Mike Eden. Thank you, mate. It was a fantastic grand final. We'll catch up with you soon.
The greatest game of all, Matt.
He hasn't won me over quite yet, Lou, but
no.
It was a great game. It was better than the AFL grand final, definitely. Lou and Matt, Triple M.